The mall is back. That's the consensus among retail experts after analyzing the first holiday shopping weekend of the year. Thanks to early openings and deep discounts, stores like JCPenney did a lot better than last year. Walmart, however, did worse. Retail analyst Howard Davidowitz joins us from his office in New York to fill in the details. Hi, Howard.
Hi.
The analysts at ShopperTrack found that sales at mall stores for so-called Black Friday, the Friday after Thanksgiving, rose about 6% from last year. So that's good news for them. What's attracting shoppers to the malls this year?
I think that some of the hottest chains are in the malls. For example, JCPenney is on fire, doing a tremendous job, and they're an anchor in a mall. Also, the malls participated in Midnight Madness, opened earlier, so the numbers are not really comparable. They spend so much more money on labor to do the business. We're not comparing apples and apples, but malls did okay. I don't think they did as well as ShopperTrack said, but they did okay.
Right, but Walmart did worse, even though the mall stores like JCPenney took a page out of their playbook by opening earlier and offering deep discounts.
Well, you got to look at the top three retailers. Walmart did terrible, Home Depot did terrible, and Sears did terrible. Walmart itself is 9% of retail sales. Why did Walmart do worse? Number one, Walmart had massive doorbusters. People charged into the stores in droves. Guess what? They only bought the flat-screen TV. They only bought the doorbusters, and they left with that. The idea of a doorbuster is to get the customer in and have them shop the whole store and pick up impulse items. Did not happen. Home Depot was in a train wreck because of residential housing, and Sears is totally off track in merchandising. And Sears is in the same malls as Penny. So I see a very mixed bag. Walmart drove their prices down so low they couldn't make up the dollar sales, even though they did more units. They're just in a bad place with their consumer.
Howard, I want to pick up on something you said about Home Depot. How is the slowdown in the housing market affecting retail sales?
Terrible. In the last few years, Americans took $2 trillion out of their houses in refinancings and spent it on flat screens, furs, and everything imaginable. They can no longer do that because of the collapse of equity values in their house. 70% of Americans own a house, and it's by far their largest single asset, and they've been using it as a piggy bank. That is no longer available.
Let's talk about today. This day is known as Cyber Monday, when everyone goes back to work and instead of working, they're online shopping. Is this a big indicator of retail sales?
I am very optimistic about online sales. I think online sales are going to be explosive and continue to grow well into double digits. I just think the convenience element, the ability to check prices, is just incredible, and free delivery. That combination is terrific. As far as the Cyber Monday, I buy that online sales are going to be great. I don't buy into the Cyber Monday idea because the online sellers have improved their ability to deliver so much, there's no need to buy this early. But I do think online sales are going to be on fire, as are luxury sales are going to be very, very strong.
Retail analyst Howard Davidowitz, thanks again.
Thanks for inviting me.